Hello, wonderful listeners. It's been a very long time. I think the last time you heard my voice is about 4 months ago. I'm so sorry. I've been cut up alive. I've, changed jobs, started a new path in writing, and it's quite tasking, to, stand firm, lay a firm foundation. I know they all sound like excuses. I mean, I've been handling and shuffling both writing and podcast, but it's been a bit uncomfortable, and my inconsistency, I know, can be accounted for by the progress on my blog. So just in case you haven't visited my blog in a while, by the time you'll be listening to this, or by the time this podcast will be dropping, I will be starting a new category in writing, and I would very much love your support here and over there at the blog. So just stay rooted, stay tuned, not stay rooted, but stay tuned, because I'm going back to a section in on podcast that I saw that actually there were more views, more listings, and more feedbacks, which is movie reviews, and I think we'll be doing that for quite some time. And if I am not lazy, I know if I'm not lazy, I will be doing a series on this. I've been in a series now. This series are not like season one, season two, season three of a particular movie, but rather I'm going. Oh, I have gone to search for a very great writer. I don't know if you heard about him, Harlan Coben. Is some of his books got drafted into movies, and they are on Netflix. So I'll be doing the series, because his books, not like they're in series, but like there's a pattern. So there's a flow you get. So you watch the part one, movie two, movie three, and all that. And why I chose Harlan Coben is because his movies, his movies and books actually have this pattern of shuffling present and past, and it's so beautiful. About to watch the fifth, that five out of seven, and I was like, you know what? Why don't I tell you guys about it? Why don't I tell somebody about it, especially if people share this enthusiasm about movies, crime drama, if murder mystery doesn't really spike you up or get you scared, then I think this is the podcast, or let me say, this is the episode. This episode, you shouldn't miss this series episode. This is the episode that you need to listen to. And I will try as much as possible again to drop this episode weekly, so you have time to watch. I think the list of the whole series is six episodes, and the maximum is eight episodes. So if you are a movie binge watcher like me, you can watch it in 2 days, I mean, or at least 5 days to a week. That's ample time for you to get ready to watch the next one. A job, yes, I know. You're like, oh, how am I going to sneak it in between work and all that? I mean, you can relax it if you can do Friday night and binge watch till Saturday morning, or Saturday night to Sunday morning. You could watch alone, watch with friends, watch with murder mystery or crime drama fans also. And do not forget to share the link to my episode or to my podcast. Don't forget to visit my blog. I would really appreciate your views and listings and clicks and referrals and shares and likes and response to my poll. Thank you. So, you know what? This has taken some more time, so let me just go into it. If you've been listening to my previous movie reviews and you're bored of the first 4 minutes, it's okay to skip past the first 4 minutes and listen to the actual thing. Or if you're listening with Spotify, I don't know if you can go to the second episode, but anyway, you can skip past the first 4 minutes and just get on with the business of the day. So the fourth of this series is stay close. So by the time you're listening to this, this episode is probably weeks after I've watched it, but I just finished watching it this evening, and I was like, you know, why can't I just make a series about this? And here I am. So Stay Close is just in line with Harley Quinn's, you know, modus operandi, where he, you know, brings the past into the present and tries to make sense of it all. Then we have Megan. We have Megan that lived her previous life as Cassie. And, you know, there's, everything is going on smooth. She has, you know, she used to be a stripper at the Vipers Club, but now she is engaged with 3 kids with this black, beautiful prince. And, you know, everything is going on fine. Until, you know, things get a little bit messy. She sees someone from her past and Cassie is brought up. Cassie is a name in her previous life. And, you know, things are really being messy because there's a missing child, and that missing child, you know, brings up a lot of dirty secrets, and man, it's not really what you think it is. And who you think it is not who it isn't. Who you think it's not, who's always in your face, is always a culprit. One thing I actually liked again was, okay, so Cassie's daughter, you know how rebellious teenagers can be. She went out with a friend and they went to, they attended this carnival. The part I loved was, Cassie's daughter Kaylee went to this carnival with her friend, and she uses nail varnish that I am so grateful to scientists for developing, that ladies can use to know if their drinks have been spiked at club or bar or anything. And she saw that Kaylee's drink has been spiked by this soon to be missing child, and it's crazy because she was able to help her. This boy goes missing and there's problem because his dad hires 2 miscreants that just go about, they are trying to look for this boy, and in the process there's a couple of murders. And you know, it was in this movie I'll see a first drug addict that was a successful lawyer. For real, no offense, I haven't been chanced to see any, and I was like, oh wow, I mean, you could be stuck up on something but still make something out of your life. Doesn't mean you have to be stuck up on drugs, guys. Please say no to drugs and all that. So there's a murder, there's a missing child, there's a previous life that has been brought up, and there are secrets, lots of secrets. This person goes missing. There's a serial killer out there. Who is the person? Why? And why does this person kill within a certain month, within a space of 14 days to a certain date? The first person that was killed, I mean, I think it was 17 or 20 years ago, who killed this person? And why did they keep up with that trend? And all that. And another funny part is, was the cop, a cop that was working with his ex-wife. I mean, I like the dynamics. At the point, I was like, why did you all divorce again? Because they were fun to watch, really. And it was crazy because the serial killer was actually close to the cop. And the head cop happened to be the whistleblower. And I was just like, oh my God. It's like looking for something that's right under your nose. You know? And looking for who the whistleblower is, only for you to find out that you're actually holding the whistle. You know, that kind of thing. So it was fun to watch At the point, I was angry at myself because I was like, oh, this is the person. You know, at I think the fifth episode, I was like, oh, this is the killer. Definitely has to be. He fits the description. You know, he's someone that could do something like this. And I found out the killer, I was like, oh, wow, really? And she was in my face. Yes, it's a she, but you really will not know. And we know Cassie, bringing up Cassie, had to bring up old bromance, old, you know, love tales and all that. It wasn't easy, but I enjoyed it because stay close really means that the people you're searching for actually stay close. If you like thriller, secrets, murder mystery, crime drama, this is your next stop, because you'll be solving lots of dramas and crimes. And as usual, the suspense was evened out. There's no need to panic or have palpitations or take anxiety pills, and you definitely can binge watch within a day or two. Just make sure you stay hydrated and you have lots of snacks. I mean, a day or two without sunlight isn't going to do any harm. So see you same time next week. Yeah. And please do fill out the poll. And again, share please to your friends. And if you're listening or streaming on Spotify, please follow the podcast. Thank you very much. And if you haven't, again, visit my website. I just started a series on sports writing. Please do read, like, share, comment. Bye.